Heger was born in Neuchâtel, Switzerland on August 9, 1896, and was a rather precocious child. He was educated at the University of Neuchâtel and moved from Switzerland to Paris after his graduation. He taught at a school run by Alfred Binet, the developer of the Binet intelligence test. It was while he was assisting in the marking of Binet's intelligence test that he became intrigued as to why young children consistently gave wrong answers to questions involving logic. In 1921, Piaget returned to Switzerland as director of the Rousseau Institute in Geneva. It was in 1923 that he married Valentine Chatinet, and their first child was born in 1925. Jacqueline was followed by two more children, Lucien and Laurent. It was from the study of his three children that the first stage of development, the sensorimotor period, was formed. Piaget occupied several chairs at Neuchâtel, including psychology, sociology, and history of science, as well as History of Scientific Thinking in Geneva from 1929 to 1939. He was famously quoted as saying, "Only education is capable of saving our societies from possible collapse, whether violent or gradual." He also served as a director on the International Bureau of Education, as well as professor of sociology and then genetic experimental psychology at Geneva from 1939 to 1971. In 1955, he created the International Center for Genetic Epistemology, which he directed until his death in 1980.